Warning: public health officials have determined that not breastfeeding may be hazardous to your baby's health. There is no label like that affixed to cans of infant formula, at least not yet. But that is the message of a government public health campaign encouraging new mothers to breastfeed for 6 months to protect their babies from colds, flu, ear infections, diarrhea, acute infectious diseases, sudden infant death syndrome, and serious chronic diseases later in life, including asthma, diabetes, leukemia, and even obesity. Studies show that breastfed babies have 50 to 95% fewer infections than other babies. Research on premature babies has even found that those given breast milk scored higher on IQ tests than those who were fed formula. The health benefits of breastfeeding extends to mothers as well. According to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, breastfeeding reduces the risk of ovarian cancer and breast cancer. New studies have also found that women who breastfeed face a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, and they seem to be at lower risk for osteoporosis later in life. Making milk burns up to 500 calories a day, so nursing mothers get help shedding extra pounds from pregnancy, especially if they nurse for an extended period. A survey shows that about 70% of new mothers start breastfeeding right after childbirth, but only a third are breastfeeding at 6 months, and fewer than 20% are exclusively breastfeeding by that time. Urging women to breastfeed exclusively is a tall order in a country where more than 60% of mothers work, and federal law requires large companies to provide only 12 weeks unpaid maternity leave. Only a third of large companies provide a private, secure area where women can pump breast milk during the workday, and only 7% offer on-site or near-site childcare, according to a 2005 national study. Critics say the new campaign has taken things too far and will make mothers who cannot breastfeed, or choose not to, feel guilty and inadequate. But public health leaders say the weight of scientific evidence for breastfeeding has grown so overwhelming that it is appropriate to make clear that it is risky not to breastfeed.